Now, it may seem a little early in the summer to be discussing the new academic year, but a report published today highlights the back-to-school burden many parents face as September, indeed August, approaches. The research from the Irish League of Credit Unions suggests more than one in four parents get into debt to cover back-to-school costs, and almost one third of those in debt owe more than €500. In a moment, we'll get more on those findings. But first, our reporter Peter O'Connell has been speaking to parents in Ennis, County Clare, about their back-to-school costs.
Well, I'm a single mum of twin girls. They're going into communion class, so second class, into primary school. So obviously girls, they want their big communion dresses, they want their tiaras and everything. And they also have grown out of their school uniforms. So two school uniforms and all the rest of the payments. And I'm kind of struggling, I'm not going to lie.
It's a costly time of year for parents.
I have three kids now. Like between, you know, bits and pieces for going back to school, 800-900 euros. It's just crazy. A lot of people are giving out about the cost, and we don't know like where it's going to end.
Very challenging, especially with uniforms and books, book equipment and school books and everything going back to school. But the feed book rental has really helped both primary and secondary school. It's in secondary schools now until junior cycle, and has really helped parents, I think, anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my young fella's going into junior infants now, like, and the price of the uniform and everything, it very much adds up. You're looking there sizing him for his new shoes and that, and he wants to be cool like the other kids that he's playing with, and he wants to have the best runners. But look, it's just something you have to get used to.
Two in primary school and one for preschool. So I suppose the biggest costs would be the uniform, because obviously the books are free now. So it's just uniform and stationery. So I suppose it's a lot less than it was.
There can be in terms of the uniform and all that that goes with it, but I think there's been huge improvements made in terms of the access and cost of school books. Certainly the hot school meals has been a major help for a lot of schools that have been able to get into that particular scheme. And I suppose in terms of childcare before school, that change has been made in terms of increasing the grant. That has certainly helped, I think, a lot of families.
And that was our reporter Peter O'Connell speaking to parents in Ennis, County Clare. We're joined here in the studio by the Chief Executive of the Irish League of Credit Unions, David Malone. David, thanks for joining us this morning. It's clear from those parents who spoke to Peter that the government's free book school scheme and the hot meal scheme is having an impact. But your research shows that significant pressures remain.
Absolutely, yes. In our survey results conducted with iReach in June, where over 720 parents were surveyed, we see that actually 62% of parents still see back-to-school costs a significant financial burden. And there's two underlying trends in this. We can see that the costs for primary school children actually reduced to under €1,100 per child. But for secondary school, they've increased by about €150 up to €1,400. And on the primary school side, we can see the impacts of, as your speakers have mentioned there, the public. And that's around the impact very much of the free school book scheme and also the migration and more further rollout of the hot meals as well. But on the secondary school side, as one of the speakers did say as well, yes, there is free books for junior cycle, but we'd advocate now to alleviate that secondary school piece, that we'd like to see that extended to the Leaving Cert senior cycle as well.
And let's break down some of those other costs then. Growing children, obviously uniforms, huge expense. And we heard it from those parents there.
Yes, there's a multitude of costs, an absolute multitude of costs for back to school. Extracurricular activities, uniforms, laptops, transport costs, voluntary contributions as well, you know, come into play as well, school trips. So there's a multitude of costs that parents have to face. And I think further support should be put in place. Now, this week as well, of course, the back to school allowance for clothing and footwear for certain parents is being paid out by the government. That's a great help, I think, to parents. But again, I think the income thresholds of that could be looked at to maybe extend that even further for further supports.
And you have seen parents making significant sacrifices just to be able to afford those uniforms, books, etc.
Absolutely. And this impacts on health and wellness in particular. The sacrifices are family holidays. Nearly 33% of parents have to reconsider a family holiday. Also, in terms of summer camps and also extracurricular activities have been cut back. And an interesting piece of research is one third of parents as well did not feel they had sufficient resources to purchase new shoes. And I think that's where, you know, particularly we also saw in the research in terms of debt, that one in four parents do have debt here, and they're using credit cards in many cases to actually finance that debt. What we would say instead is, do come down to your local credit union. We have 400 locations around the country, and we're there to help, maybe firstly providing affordable finance, but more importantly, second, we're very passionate about financial education and helping parents put in, you know, budgets and savings plans to help them with these back to school costs.
Well, some stark figures there, but also some tips. Thank you so much, David. That's David Malone, from the Chief Executive of the Irish League of Credit Unions.